Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Where the Stars Fell. My name is Mike Queller, and I'm a voice actor, podcaster, and audiobook narrator appearing in this episode as Lion. I currently host, produce, and publish the Weird Tales podcast, weekly readings of weird fiction, horror, and very occasionally, sci-fi. So if H.P. Lovecraft, Edgar Allan Poe, Algernon Blackwood, Arthur Machen, or any of their ilk are your jam, I highly encourage you to come check it out. As a voice actor, I've appeared in many other shows over the last 2 years, and I'm always happy to take commissions if you have a book you'd like narrated, or a show that needs a part, or voiceover work for a YouTube video. Whatever you need, I'm happy to discuss details. Thank you so much for listening. Your support is very much appreciated, and I hope you enjoy Where the Stars Fell, Episode 14, Retribution. Part 2.
He was supposed to be here by now.
He'll come. He likes to be fashionably late.
Somebody's gone local. I thought it was in our nature to be punctual.
It is. He just has a different definition of on time.
Do you think something went wrong?
Michael, Lucille knows what she's doing, all right? We promised to trust her.
It's not her screwing up I'm worried about.
You really don't like Castiel, do you?
Like I said, I think he's gotten a little too comfortable down here. Speak of the...
Michael, tactfulness.
Good Lord. That's the sort of thing you'd need to have a strong stomach for. One of you, tell me, do I have human on my scrubs?
Why are you British?
Irish, actually, and they find that quite offensive. Someone hasn't been keeping up with the humans.
I don't see much reason to bother. Now, could you please explain the choice of physical form?
Well, you know what they say, Michael. When in Rome.
Get drunk and walk into a tower?
I was enunciating an alcoholic. Not that you can relate. I'm surprised she managed to drag you down to earth for this long. Tell me, who lost the coin flip?
That's not important.
Ah, then I assume I must congratulate you, Gabriel, on your journey into motherhood. Do let me know if you need a babysitter.
You'll be needing a miracle after I'm done with you.
Michael, how did it go? Is she safe?
Oh. Yes, well, about that.
Castiel.
Don't get your eyelashes in a twist. Lucille is fine. There was just a bit of complication regarding what I am 99% sure is typical human anatomy.
A complication?
Two, actually.
Two complications?
What are we looking at here? Does she need an extraction?
Well, technically, she already got one. Right. Well, they had to amputate the lower half of her right leg, just beneath the knee. It came out mangled, and there was, I quote, a severe risk of infection.
All right. She knew the risks. We all did. Nothing she won't be able to handle. What else?
The second one is a bit more complicated. Took some encouraging everyone not to look too closely.
Where?
Her back. It's small and subtle, but there are feathers. Just the tips of them. I don't expect for long, though.
Son of a...
Shit. Did anyone else notice?
Well, the mother had an epidermal, and the father was more concerned with the leg. He didn't look to be taking it well.
Do you see this being a problem?
To be perfectly honest, Gabriel, I don't see him sticking around much longer. It was like standing next to a burning tire. Good riddance. The mother is a good soul. Strong stock. She'll fight for her.
All right. We've done all we can.
Yes. Is that her sword? In the ground over there?
We've set up a defense system to prevent it from falling into the wrong hands. When she's ready, it'll be here.
Actually, powerful thing for a human to carry. Will she be able to handle it?
I wouldn't count Lucille out just yet. Like you said, she's human. And stubborn as they come.
What's the difference?
Past the oak and 1 meter north. Here. A house? No, that can't... Bugger. The needle's going haywire. These things never work. Map. Old reliable. Alrighty then. If the back of our house is facing west... Best get a move on then. What was that? No! No, 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 no. The compass. The compass. Where is it? Where is it? Couldn't have fallen. Pockets! Pockets. There you are. Come on, come on. Work, you stupid thing. Please work. Work! What am I doing? I'm sorry, Edison. Hello?
It is not her time yet.
Hello? Sir? I'm lost. I've been going around in circles. I'm looking for this crater. It's about 40 feet wide.
You are lost in more ways than one.
You can talk.
Lucille, I can do much more than talk.
Why did you try to kill my friend?
What?
You tried to kill my friend. Twice.
Really? I can only remember once.
Sod off.
Tell me, Lucille. What is it that you seek?
The crater.
The crater?
It's giant. Round. In the middle of the woods. Big cross in the middle of it. You tried to maul my friend at the bottom. Ringing any bells?
Your friend. Your friend. Tell me about this friend of yours. That freckled thing going for my charge? Well, my charge of sorts. I remember her. From a divine being to another divine being, friend doesn't really paint the whole picture, does it?
I don't have time for this. I need to find that crater before sundown. From a divine being to another divine being, I have a feeling we'll both be in trouble if I don't. Either point me in the direction of it or get out of my way.
You're quite confident.
It's one of my strong suits.
For someone without a map or a plan.
My plan is to find that crater.
Oh, you can't possibly think those are the only plans I'm referring to.
I don't speak riddle. I've had enough half-baked riddles tonight to last me a decade. If you have something to tell me, tell me. Where did you go?
Why do you need to find the crater?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Wouldn't you like some help?
Listen, with the day I've had, I'm not particularly keen on getting into the intricacies of my very important and very perilous purpose. I most certainly do not want to bring another ineffable being into the mix.
How did you figure out I was ineffable?
I believe you lost a leg. I found it in my friend's arm.
Ah, so that's what happened to it. Between you and me, I don't think we have time for your closed-off and independent routine.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I gathered.
No. I don't know what I'm doing.
I gathered that as well.
For the longest time, I had no purpose. And that made no sense. But then I found stories. My purpose was reading every book I could. More books than any of the other children in my class, because it was something I could do without them. Then it was writing, and writing, and more writing, and that required no one but me. Those were fine purposes. Perfect for those of my ilk, really. They made sense. Uncomplicated. Independent. Unchallenging. But then I got her roommate, and this last year happened, and...
Complicated, collaborative, challenging...
Intimate. I'm not built for this.
For what?
Guardianship requires connection. Before Edison, I had no connections. A publicist, maybe. I call my mother every morning. But no friends. How can I protect another person when I never learned how to care for them?
Humans are incredibly silly.
You're telling me.
You have no room to talk, especially after that little speech of yours. You've got yourself all tangled in their simian web. There's this turn of phrase you Anglos have that I absolutely deplore. What is it? You can't love anyone until you love yourself. How asinine, how solipsistic. You all really don't know anything, do you? Lucille, when you were reading all of those books, who were you loving? When you were writing those stories, who were you writing them for? All these years, who were you the guardian of?
Myself.
You were a bit overzealous at times, But I'd say you're quite fit for a position as guardian angel.
To the Antichrist?
Maybe start in a retail position. Work your way up.
The talking lion has jokes. Lovely. What if I fail?
Like the times you've failed to protect yourself? Try again and live.
What if I don't get a do-over? Hello? Are you still-
You humans have some good idioms, too.
Stop that!
I can't remember exactly how it goes, but you spend your whole life believing you have no idea what you're doing, that you're directionless. But in the end, it turns out you are headed exactly where you need to be. Based on your description, this looks to be the crater. Now, let's get that sword of yours. Come down.
So, do we have to do a special ancient incantation to get my sword? A spell?
Oh, fantasy writers.
Well, what do I do, great sage?
Pull it out of the dirt.
That's it?
Yes. And you're the only one who can do it. How's that for a purpose?
Yes! Oh my god!
Be careful!
Now what?
Do you have a sheath?
A what?
A sheath for your sword.
All I brought was my bag and my cane. Where did my sword? My cane? My cane. Olive tree wood. Lion. Thank you. I'm coming, Edison.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, hi, Lucy. What do you think? Too cliche?
I think you ought to get out of that chair and on your knees before I rip you out of her.
Ooh, you would like to see that, wouldn't you?
I won't ask again, Linus.
Well, gosh, you should have told me to bring my popcorn. I didn't know I'd get to see some real guardian angel action today. Finally decided to start doing your job? I was barely at half my power, and taking her body was easier than those 7 fools back in 08. Of course, this was a very personal project.
I've killed you once before and I'll do it.
Oh, no. You and Ed killed me. And very poorly, might I add. Fire? Really? Somebody hasn't done their research.
So what do you want? To kill Edison?
Fuck Edison! She's a lovely little battery, but very annoying. I don't particularly care what happens to her. Barely any better at shielding since we last spoke. I just had to catch her without her babysitter around, and before you know it, things were quite intimate. Very cozy up here, if a little cramped. Human brains really are inferior. Lucille, this is between me and you. Someone needs to remind you of your place.
My place is with her.
Good God, you really did go full local, didn't you? How poetic.
Ugh.
I'm going to enjoy bringing you home for dinner.
Those things in her room. Those are your...
If at first you don't succeed, breed.
Oh, that is revolting.
Not as revolting as being eaten alive. Or maybe it is. I can't wait to find out. Because I am going to kill you today, Lucille, and it will be unimaginably painful. And degrading. My two favorite kinds.
You are an abhorrent, disgusting, vile little...
Uh-oh, someone's cranky. Forget to take your meds and all the hubbub. Miss a vitamin A injection. Those wings do look a little droopy. Go back to your chicken coop. Cunt.
That's it. You, Asmodeus, are a plague upon wherever your stolen feet may walk. But I know a thing or two about dealing with plagues.
Is 5'4" and I needed that. I really did. Shut up. You're in no position to get mouthy right now.
Edison? Edison, can you hear me?
Edison is not taking questions right now, nor comments, nor any of your concerns.
You are talking to me, Lucille. I will be killing you today, and I will be burning this ridiculous monument to the enervation of our eternal purpose to the ground.
We have very different definitions of purpose.
Okay, Dyke.
Somebody's gotten a little rusty. Certain limitations putting a damper on your instinct. Here's a hint, Angel. If you hold the sword straight, you can poke things with it. All this effort for a baby abomination. How taboo! Which normally I'm all for, but this has gone on quite long enough. You know, I think I'll get some fun out of this body before the big event. Try a few of those experiments she likes so much. I wonder what would happen if I plucked out your eyes, fed them to the maggots, and made her watch.
Go back to hell!
You bony motherfucker! You like it rough, huh? It's always the ones with more turtlenecks than friends.
Shut up! Edison, I know you can hear me. I know you're vociferous and belligerent and the bloody stubbornest person I've ever met. And you are so, so brave. So I need you to please help me and push this bastard out.
Lucy?
Edison?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Lucille, at first I thought I hated you, but now I just feel sorry for you. A meaningless little fly strapped to an atomic bomb.
Come
long did it take you to realize something was wrong? What clued you in? Was it when she didn't pretend to listen to your insipid ramblings? When, once again, you were the weirdest thing in this entire town? Or maybe you wanted to delude yourself for as long as you could that you were really protecting her.
God, tell me I'm lying. I'm in her head.
And you're going to die by the hands of your own charge, fallen from any purpose you might have thought you had. So tell me, Lucille, what does that leave you?
Human.
A new seal. Hatsadi Kamein, Hashmal Harevi, Morale Haruachra, Sur.
Oh, fuck.
Edison? Edison? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
No, you are not. Edison, I am very glad you are yourself again, but I need you to stay there. I'm calling the urgent care.
No.
I apologize for any injuries I may have caused you. Now, please sit still while I find my... Edison!
I am going to lie down. Please give me some space right now.
Edison...
Edison, do you want?
Yes.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced by Newton Schottelcotty. This episode was written by Newton Schottelcotty and Lucy Brown. The voice of Castiel was Kieran Walsh. The voice of Mama Gabe was Kira Gill. The voice of Mike L. was Kyle Street. The voice of Linus was Reese Geistman. The voice of the Lion was Mike Queller. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Schottelcotty. Hebrew translation and transliteration was provided by Savan Raz. Script edits were done by Kit Adams and Charleston Aris, with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nagati Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
Nah, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.